Well, that is our priority right now. I mean, we go around and inform people, you know, speak to people about what MOVE represents, what our belief is, and we also work with what's called the Friends of MOVE International Network. It's a network of people worldwide that support the organization in ways like they've taken our book, 25 Years on the MOVE, and translated it and had it reprinted in Spanish, in Italian, in French, and our German supporters are working on, you know, doing the same thing in German. These people, you know, show the DVD that you saw tonight. They show it in their communities in different countries. We just got an email that I saw today where a person, I think it's a man, sometimes it's hard to tell by the name, but he lives somewhere in a Slavic country. He didn't say which. I asked him when I emailed him back. He wants to take this film and do subtitles, Slavic subtitles, so that people in his community, in his country, can see the film and hear, you know, and begin to know what's going on. So, you know, these are the things that are being done, and we're working with these people. I got an email from Brazil, you know, where this guy said there's a project there in Brazil called Casa MOVE, and how they've, you know, been following MOVE for years and want more of the teaching of John Africa because they incorporate what they know into their lives and into this project, and they want more. And, you know, that they've been supporting MOVE for years. And we don't even know these people, never had any contact with them. But you got people in Slavic countries, in Brazil, you know. The same thing happened with a man that wrote me from Morocco, you know. Been following MOVE for years. I was happy to finally, you know, get in contact with new people personally. And now I get emails all the time from people that he's talked to and given information to, and they're, you know, interested in finding out more about MOVE and want to get involved. So, you know, we're doing work with people literally all over the world, you know, who have heard about MOVE and want to get involved with MOVE. Long before we started racking up all these court cases and going to jail like that, and, you know, the August 8th police attack on MOVE, it had always been our position to spread out, you know, to different countries, different states in the United States, to set up new chapters of MOVE. That activity, that particular activity, was delayed because of these police attacks and our people, you know, being in jail. So that is our priority, to bring our people home. But once they come home, it is our intention to spread out to different countries, you know, and different parts of the United States even, to set up MOVE chapters and start, you know, working with our Friends of MOVE chapters in various countries to spread the information more and more and work, you know, up close with people.